It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for June 12th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Dick Costolo has stepped down as CEO of Twitter and will be replaced by co-founder Jack Dorsey. Why? The social network hasn't quite figured out some key growth strategies. Nate Elliott is vice president and principal analyst at Forrester, and he says a big change was coming no matter what.
Clearly, their fortunes have been fading for the past year or so, and something had to get better or something had to be different pretty soon.
Why? Lack of user growth and lack of revenue growth?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, the fact is Twitter hasn't been very good at serving either its users or its marketers for the past couple of years.
What do we think that Jack Dorsey returning to the fold can bring to this?
Well, he's got to give people more reasons to come back to the site every day. They also need to do a better job of offering marketers value. I mean, we're hearing from advertisers today that not only are they much more likely to advertise on Facebook than on Twitter, but they're getting more value for their money on Facebook as well.
Nate Elliott at Forrester. Both Dick Costolo and Jack Dorsey started out as computer programmers, and Twitter is one of many things we talk about on this show that is made with computer code. Code has built the devices and software we use. It has changed the way we make decisions and communicate. But most of us don't know what it is, really. If the code works, you don't even know it's there. Paul Ford thinks it shouldn't be that way. He wrote a piece for Bloomberg Businessweek that is over 30,000 words long. Its title, What is Code? Paul, I feel like we assume too often that code has a shorter history than it really does.
Yeah, so that's a good point, right? People see the internet as really taking flight in the last maybe 10, 15 years. But when you go look at Google Maps, you're seeing something that started in the 70s, really. Like, that's when these frameworks and these methods of dealing with and managing computers that we all still use began to become prevalent.
You have a really interesting footnote in the piece, of which there are many, that talks about how different eras of computing smelled differently.
You know, that is something I don't know if anyone else has that experience, but they had a kind of gray surface and how it would feel to the touch. So there's all these tactile and emotional things that are associated with these old devices.
Do you think the average user needs to understand code?
You know, I really honestly do. And obviously, you know, part of me is going like, read the article, because I really that's who this is written for. It's for the educated civilian who is surrounded by software. Even I'm looking around this room, there's software all over the place. We've got screens and devices running just here in the studio. If you want to understand why there's so much happening in that world and why suddenly this fairly small cohort has such unbelievable cultural power, it's worth knowing about the fundamental structures.
Can code save us?
No. People are responsible for saving people. There's no magic here. It's just systems, and it's just people making things.
Paul Ford wrote What is Code in this week's Bloomberg Businessweek magazine. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We put a link to Paul's piece at facebook.com/marketplacetech. It is worth the read. Here's a story about some malicious code. You may have seen the headline earlier this week about security firm Kaspersky saying that cyber spying software was targeting the hotels where recent talks about Iran's nuclear program took place. Well, now the firm says that its own internal networks were hacked. CEO Eugene Kaspersky says he thinks a nation state is responsible and that its goal was to figure out how Kaspersky uses technology to discover hackers. I'll leave it there before this story gets any more meta. Marketplace Tech is a nonprofit, listener-supported service. To keep our coverage strong and relevant, think about making a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift, in any amount, counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from Newman's Own Foundation. You can donate at marketplace.org by June 30th. It's Silicon Tally time today. It's Johnson versus Johnson. Greta Johnson is the co-host of the Nerdette podcast. Greta, I know you're ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news. So I've got a number, $9.99.
Wait, like $9.99?
Yeah, that's right.
The cost of a robot corgi. No?
If that was the cost of a robot corgi, put me down for one. I'm in.
Perfect.
Sadly, that is not what I was looking for, although I would love to see that. This week at the Worldwide Developers Conference, have you heard of this?
Yep.
They announced the amazingly titled Apple Music, the streaming music streaming service from Apple. What do you think?
I mean, you know what you're going to get, right?
You do. Are you a streamer?
You know what? I am not a streamer. I like still burn CDs and put them in my car.
What?
Yeah.
So what kind of CDs are you burning?
You know, just some mixes, just some catchy tunes.
Some catchy tunes?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
All right, 12 cans of beer.
12 cans of beer is...
Or whatever other beverage you want.
Man, I got nothing.
This is the remote-controlled R2-D2 fridge.
Oh, my God.
How good is that?
Does it make noises?
Yes, it has to make noises, right?
Would you put like a pan-galactic gargle blaster in yours, or what would you put in your fridge?
I would put champagne in my fridge, but the bottles of champagne I probably couldn't fit 12 in. I haven't done the conversion on that yet.
Okay, we'll work on it.
All right, what do you got?
84 inches.
Is the size of my laptop.
If you put that on your lap, you would...
This is tech news, man. This is big.
That would be serious. 84 inches is what you'll be able to pre-order from Microsoft on July 1st. It's Surface Hub Smart Board, 84 Whoa. Inches corner to corner.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, what do you got?
3 tiers of audio.
You know, I'm just going to say like something, something like Jay-Z's like title.
Not quite. This is OS 2 of the Apple Watch is going to be able to record audio in 3 different versions. This is going to be like the next big thing in podcasts.
Oh, yeah. We'll just do a podcast around my Apple Watch.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, it's all about podcasts, right?
It is all about podcasts. Greta Johnson co-hosts the Nerdette podcast. Greta, thank you very much for playing along.
Thank you, Ben.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.